With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Word of a planned meeting is raising hopes for an end, at long last, to the Russia-Ukraine war.
The Kremlin has said on Thursday that a meeting in the coming days between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump has been agreed on. Putin's foreign affairs advisor Yuri Ushakov said the two sides are working on setting up a meeting and that a venue for the meeting has been agreed on and will be announced later. A meeting between Putin and Trump would be their first since Trump returned to office this year. The news comes as a recent Gallup poll found that Ukrainians are increasingly eager for a settlement that ends the fight against Russia's invasion. I'm Karen Shamas.
It is a new day for more than 60 nations and the European Union. As of today, they face higher U.S. tariffs, tariffs ranging anywhere from 10 to more than 40%. The U.S. collected more than $29 billion in tariff revenue in July. It's the highest monthly total to date so far this year.
That figure pushes the total tariff revenue for the year to more than $152 billion. According to the latest customs and certain excise taxes data released by the Treasury Department, tariff revenues rose steadily from $17.4 billion in April to $23.9 billion in May before climbing to $28 billion in June. Last week, the White House said the new tariff rates, originally slated to take effect August 1st, will come into force on August 7th in order to give the U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials additional time to prepare to collect the duties. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
United Airlines passengers could face delays today following yesterday's tech issue. It wreaked havoc with more than 1,000 United flights. There's been no word on a motive for yesterday's shooting that wounded five soldiers at Georgia's Fort Stewart. The suspect, an active duty soldier, is being held. On Wall Street, Dow features up 256. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has left Louisiana.
The nation's largest abortion business has closed its last two clinics in the predominantly pro-life state. Ben Clapper of Louisiana Right to Life tells LifeNews.com, quote, "When Planned Parenthood built their New Orleans facility, they intended it to become a mega abortion center, aiming to perform nearly 3,000 abortions every year. Thanks to our united efforts, not a single abortion was ever performed there. Now that facility is shutting down." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Karol Nawrocki has been inaugurated as Poland's new president, casting doubt on the viability of the liberal government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Nawrocki is pro-life, opposes the LGBT agenda, and his supporters say he is the embodiment of the traditional patriotic values they grew up with. The American conservative group CPAC held its first meeting in Poland during the campaign to give him a boost, and Kristi Noem urged Poles to vote for him. This is SRN News. New research from a watchdog group reveals ChatGPT can provide harmful advice to teens.
The Associated Press reviewed interactions where the chatbot gave detailed plans for drug use, eating disorders, and even suicide notes. The Center for Countering Digital Hate found that testing ChatGPT with harmful prompts led the chatbot to respond in dangerous ways more than half the time. The study highlights the risk as more people, particularly teens, turn to AI for companionship and advice. John Scott reporting.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will hire as many as 450 people to shore up the National Weather Service after deep cuts this spring raised concern about dangerous understaffing. The Trump administration says NOAA was given the okay to fill crucial positions in its weather arm. More details at SRNnews.com.